Students at the Medford Area Senior High School once again are involved in a project. They are building a house here in Medford. It's a part of the MASH building construction class. The class is made up of seniors only. Two of the seniors are joining me now, Hayden Strebig and Sawyer Elsner. So let's begin with you, Hayden. Can you describe some of the work that you were allowed to do on the house? Let's begin with exterior work, some of the things you were allowed to do.
We were pretty much allowed to do everything in the exterior with, well, I guess not the roof, but we did all the siding and we did some brickwork and, I mean, pretty much everything but the roof this year we did.
And Sawyer, what about on the interior of the building? What were you allowed to do?
Interior, we pretty much did everything besides all the plumbing and electrical. We framed and hung drywall and finished and did all that. So everything but the plumbing and electrical, pretty much.
Sawyer, is there a job that you got involved with that you really enjoyed?
I liked doing the finish work with all the trim.
And why?
It just really made the house come together, and it was simple, but it really made a difference.
What about you, Hayden? Was there a job that you really enjoyed?
I would say setting interior walls. It kind of just made the building come to life, if you will, and it just made you feel like we're actually getting somewhere.
Hayden, is there a job that you were assigned that you didn't know much about, but turned out that, wow, this is pretty cool?
I would say the cabinet work we just actually finished up with. With the tools out there nowadays, it's pretty easy to do stuff, but you still have to know how to do it. So Mr. Eichmann did a really good job teaching us how to do it, and once you get the hang of it, it goes pretty well.
What about you, Sawyer?
I mean, everything was pretty cool. Nothing really surprised me. I didn't do much that I hadn't already had a little knowledge about, so.
Sawyer, this is a class that requires prerequisites. Seniors just can't sign up for it and go out onto the job site. So share with us, please, some of the prerequisites that are required before you're allowed to take this class.
I'm pretty sure you just need one prerequisite, and it is...
I think it actually might be two. There's Tech A or Tech B.
Intro to construction is the one main one that you need.
Hayden, let me talk about an aspect here that maybe you haven't thought about, but even if you guys don't go into home construction, you've got some valuable experience in home maintenance. You agree with that?
I agree a lot, yeah. You're going to be able to do your own projects at your own house and save yourself a little bit of money and also be proud of what you've done.
Sawyer?
Yeah, even if you don't do it for a living, at least when you're homeowner, you know at least the simple fixes and how to do everything now. It's helpful.
In the future, Sawyer, you're going to be able to drive past this house and say, I helped build that. Mm-hmm. What is that feeling going to be like, do you think?
Good. It'll be a little memory to have to share with everyone when you're driving past.
And what about you, Hayden?
Pretty much just what Sawyer said. If you take a family member, a friend, you can drive by and say, hey, when I was a senior in high school, I built that place with my buddies. So it's going to be pretty cool.
Do you have any advice, Hayden, for underclassmen who are thinking about taking this course?
Take school serious, and you don't think math or English, all them other classes are going to be important, but they are. So take every class serious and show up to school on time.
What about you, Sawyer?
Yeah, I would take the class again. It's good use of your time.
And we'll continue our visit with Medford Area Senior High School building construction students Hayden Strebig and Sawyer Elsner on another local news program.